Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. From Burt Parks crooning the theme song, the swimsuit competition, to crowning controversies, the Miss America pageant is a staple of American culture and continues to hold a primetime slot for television viewers who want to see young, single women between the ages of 17 to 24 compete for the crown. But what happens to those contestants once they get hitched? Well, there's a competition for them, too.
At Eleanor Village, Florida, under waving palm trees, contestants for the title of Mrs. America get in a little waving themselves before judges pick the little woman who can cook best, bake best, sew best, plan meals best, housekeep best, and just incidentally, look well in a bathing suit. Yep, wives do take on nowadays.
Yes, the Mrs. America pageant. It is real, and it still exists today. Manisha Agarwal-Shifaledi wrote about the long and strange life of the Miss America pageant for Jezebel. And Manisha, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, some history first. When did the Mrs. America pageant start?
Well, the pageant was first founded in 1938 in New Jersey, and it's existed in one form or another for over 75 years. First in New Jersey, moving to Florida, and now making its way around the country and also around the world.
So why did it start? I mean, we had Miss America. Was that not enough?
I guess it wasn't. The founder of Mrs. America was a public relations man named Bert Nevins, and he wanted a way for people to stick around the New Jersey boardwalk once the summer high season ended. And he saw the success of Miss America and figured he could copy it with his own spin, which was that the contestants had to be married.
So how was the pageant different than the Miss America pageant?
Well, in the Mrs. America heyday, which was in the mid-1950s, the pageant was more of a housewife Olympics than anything else. So this was when the pageant moved to Florida, and Nevins had the idea to invite the women and their families down for a week, put them up in beach cottages, and let them kind of enjoy a little vacation while they participated in baking competitions, ironing competitions, sewing contests, and things like that. At the same time, judges would enter the women's homes unannounced to check the cleanliness of the cottage, see that the kids were in control, things like that. So the women were constantly competing for the title of best housewife.
Wow, doesn't sound like a vacation to me.
Not so much.
So this was in the 50s and 60s when it became very, very popular, the Mrs. America contest. Why do you think at that time it was such a big deal?
Well, this was really the era of focus on the nuclear family in America. There was a lot of pressure from pop culture, from government, and generally there was a feeling that in the post-war era, things were good. So there was more of a focus on a male breadwinner, a woman who stayed at home and took care of the house, and more of a focus on the suburban lifestyle. So in that sense, the women who were now working at home all the time were being celebrated as very patriotic figures.
Wow. And they're supposed to look good while they're ironing, cooking, baking, sewing, and cleaning?
Absolutely. There was definitely a focus in the pageant on looking good, keeping yourself groomed, but it was definitely not the most important part at this time. There was a lot of emphasis on the Mrs. America contestants being very good at their work at home, and the beauty component was supposed to be secondary.
I'm reading in your notes here also, encouraging women to look at housekeeping as a career.
Yes, that was one of my most kind of compelling things that I found out about the pageant, was especially in the 50s, there really was an encouragement of the contestants to look at their work at home with the same zeal and the same fervor that their husbands were presumably looking at their careers with.
Manisha Agarwal Shifaletti is speaking with us about the transformation of the Mrs. America pageant, which she wrote about for Jezebel. You know, I'm thinking the 50s and 60s, of course, you know, a growing awareness of feminism on some level. You know, we have Betty Friedan writing about the problem with no name, the feminine mystique. Were there any questions asked about whether or not we should be judging women based on how well they clean their house?
Well, one of the most interesting things about Mrs. America is that it really is and was one of the only venues where women were actually rewarded financially for this work. So in the 1950s, they were getting cash prizes. They were having their work acknowledged and recognized in this public venue. So in some ways, it was a very different way of acknowledging the work. But there wasn't too much backlash against it at the time. In newspapers covering the pageant in the 50s, it was treated a little bit like a novelty. And the pageant founder himself spoke in a New Yorker interview at the time and called it a publicity stunt that he had started. So it was kind of a fun way of looking at this housewife trend.
Well, of course, the definition of mothers and the amount of working women has changed so much since then. The family's really transformed a great deal since that heyday in the 50s and 60s. Is the Mrs. America pageant still happening?
It is definitely still happening. It happens every year. The Mrs. 2016 was from Alabama this year. And the pageant over the years has changed quite a bit. So it looks today more like a familiar pageant setup, like a Miss America, for example. There's a swimsuit competition, an interview, an evening gown walk, and there is a lot more of a focus on the contestants' work outside the home. So what they do for work, their volunteering, things like that.
Well, Jezebel is a magazine that, you know, is a very strongly feminist magazine. When you were studying this, researching it, what did you think? I mean, should there be Mrs. America pageants?
Well, I found it very fascinating. I thought it was kind of amazing that the pageant still existed at all, which I think really shows the staying power of a particularly traditional institution like this, which would indicate that Americans do still highly regard the idea of marriage, especially for women.
Well, Manisha, this is a fascinating history, and I thank you for sharing it with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Manisha Agarwal Shifaletti, she's a writer and editor and a contributor to Jezebel, where she wrote The Long, Strange Life of the Mrs. America Pageant. You'll find a link to her article and some fascinating videos at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.
Slaving over a hot stove or being handy with a needle and thread may not be essential for their unmarried counterparts at Atlantic City. Nor is this. But Mrs. America of 1953 has to be domesticated as well as dazzling. In the dazzle department, they do all right, too.